Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, my greatest takeaway from watching that game last night, and you know I've been one to praise Patrick Mahomes. And yesterday, Rob, I really felt, even though it wasn't a Super Bowl, I felt like he validated everything I've said about him. And obviously he's got to go on. He's got a long career ahead of him. He's got to win championships and things like that. But that dude, all the superlatives I've hurled his way, I've never felt more like, yep, that's what I was talking about. Jordan-esque, yep, that's what I was talking about. Potential GOAT, yep, that's what I was talking about. Best I've ever seen play the quarterback position. Knowing he can't be the GOAT unless he's got to win more championships. But best I've ever seen play that position. And Rob, that dude on a high ankle sprain, that was his flu game. That was his flu game. And obviously a high ankle sprain is much more serious than a flu. But for him to go out there and throw for 326 yards, the two touchdowns, make that game-winning play, essentially, when he scrambled for 5-6 yards, whatever it was, on the bad ankle, I mean, and Rob, when they got the ball with 40 some odd seconds left, it was like, he's going to score. He's going to score. And the feeling I have with Mahomes, and you know, as much as I like him, I picked the Bengals, right? I thought the Bengals would win. And so I'm pulling for the Bengals, and I'm terrified whenever the Chiefs have the ball. Like, I'm surprised when they don't score. And obviously, they don't score every possession, but I'm surprised. I've only had that feeling with two other athletes throughout my history of watching sports. One was Barry Bonds, Rob, when he hit the 73 homers. Like, whenever he went to the plate that year, I was surprised when he didn't hit a homer. He was either going to be walked or homer. You know what I mean? That was the feeling. And then, Rob, during Michael Jordan's heyday, when you know this, the Bulls could be down 15 with 5 minutes left. And this is before everybody was chucking up three-pointers. And you saw lead swings all the time. And you never felt like it was over. It was like, you know what? Jordan can win this. And so that's how I feel with Mahomes. Doesn't mean he wins it every time. Jordan didn't win every comeback game. Bonds didn't hit a homer every time. But this dude, I've just never seen anything like it as far as, I mean, the way he moves him down the field. And yesterday, Rob, three of his receivers out. Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, Kadarius Toney get hurt. A couple linemen ailing. Like, and he just, he was Superman. I didn't think he could be put on a Superman performance with that bad ankle. But he did yesterday. So that was my major takeaway. And shout out to Chris Jones because he wrecked the game defensively.
All right. Here's my only issue with you and your comparison to Michael Jordan, and he's Michael Jordan-esque. First of all, you had no confidence in him coming in because if he was really Jordan-esque and you knew he was playing, you would have picked him and the Chiefs no matter what. So that's
really?
Yeah. That's what I think. Okay.
That's your opinion.
My opinion, if you really believe that. But you didn't believe that going in, and that's why you picked the Bengals. Number two, and I don't want to get on – Mahomes is a great player, so I don't want to sound like I'm trashing him or beating him up or whatever. But I didn't get the same feel because the second half, he had 161 yards, one touchdown, one turnover. On the winning drive, Mahomes engineered 11 yards of total offense. So it wasn't like the drive where he went 80 yards or something like that. 29-yard punt return, which was great, and the big 15-yard penalty, which put them in field goal range. That doesn't take away that they won the game and he played well, but that wasn't a Jordan-esque performance where I marveled at the drive and thought, oh, my God, I can't believe. The drive he had last year against Buffalo, Chris, that was one where you were in awe because there was no penalty. You didn't have a big punt return that set you up in that situation. And here's the other thing about Mahomes and where we are with him. I think he's gotten to the point where, and this is part of the NFL, where you just give the quarterback credit no matter what the situation is. I told you this before. When Brady beat the Rams with no touchdowns in the Super Bowl, it was about Brady winning his sixth Super Bowl. Right. And you could, you know, and that's all that the talk was. It had nothing to do with the Rams entered that Super Bowl, Chris, averaging 35 points a game, and they scored three. And the conversation was about Brady winning his sixth, not about the defensive job that they shut down an offensive juggernaut coming into the Super Bowl. So that's my only reason I push back on you about the Jordan comparison because you had no faith in him going into this. If you really, I don't know, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, I don't know how many times you bet against Michael Jordan, and I don't say Michael won all the time, but I doubt you ever thought anybody was beating him four games out of seven.
You're wrong. Early in Jordan is not just those 6 years. Jordan is a 15-year. We can even call it a 13-year career if you want to take out the Washington years. I didn't think Jordan was going to beat the Boston Celtics in 1986. There were times I didn't think Jordan was going to beat the Detroit Pistons when they beat him, what, three straight times in the playoffs? He was awesome, as awesome then as he eventually became to be, or close. He had the Come Fly With Me videos. Everybody was wearing his sneakers. Even then, it was Jordan, Jordan, Jordan. And I was debating cats in college who said Bird and Magic were better because they win. And I'm debating Jordan was the best. But that didn't mean I thought he was going to win every series. And that's the thing. Tom Brady is the GOAT. But we know it, right? He went 10 years without winning the Super Bowl. He didn't win every year. So I'm not going to, just because I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league, doesn't mean I'm going to pick him to win the MVP every year. Doesn't happen. Nobody's done that. Or pick him to win the Super Bowl every year. Doesn't happen. Nobody's done that. So I don't think that makes sense. But then to I don't know if you were doing this, but I don't think you compare what Mahomes did yesterday to Tom Brady in that Super Bowl. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'm not saying you were doing that. But no. You did bring up the Brady game where he didn't score any touchdowns. And Mahomes, remember, on a high ankle sprain that they're saying it normally would keep somebody out 3 to 6 weeks. He threw the 2 touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards, only got 42 yards rushing from his running backs. And not even that much, because he rushed for a few of the yards. So he got about 35 yards of support. He's without several of his top receivers and a couple of linemen, and he still gets it done.
Chris, in the fourth quarter, Mahomes, 6 for 10, 56 yards passing, 2 Kansas City punts, and the winning scoring drive of 11 yards. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying.
What was the winning play, though? On a bad ankle, he mustered up.
Okay, his ankle
guts.
Looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, it's still a high ankle sprain, so now it's not a high ankle sprain? The big
play was the penalty. Can we acknowledge that? Chris, even with the big play was the penalty.
Even if there had been no penalty, he runs for the first down, and you got 8 seconds left, so he would have had a chance to gain 7-8 yards on the next play and set them up for a field goal.
And he also,
who knows if he would have done it.
And he also could have thrown an incomplete pass or a pick six.
He could have, of course.
Right, right.
Well, I doubt a pick six. But, but that dude, man, to belittle what he did
I didn't belittle it. I'm just giving you.
That's belittle. 11.
I'm just giving you stats.
He didn't do anything
special.
These
are facts. You got feelings for Patrick Mahomes. I have facts.
It scoring 13 points in the Super Bowl.
No, my point.
That's what you compared. That's a feeling. That ain't a fact.
No, it ain't.
Brady didn't throw for 300 yards in that game.
You're talking about.
Your 2 touchdowns.
No, and then your excuse about the Jordan that you never picked. When you talk about. No, Chris.
Did you?
When you?
I'm not that kind of fan.
Chris,
where, oh my
Chris.
God, you're never going to lose.
But
no,
the
that's
difference
not me.
Is.
That's,
no,
maybe that's you.
No, but what you're not being.
Apparently
what
you're
not being honest about is when you call him Jordan-esque, it ain't about Jordan before he became Jordan. It's after he was
6-0. He became Jordan from day one,
No,
Rob.
That's what's Jordan-esque. No, he didn't, Chris.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
He had video. He had the Come Fly With Me video. He had the best-selling sneakers.
It was after being
6-0. He was viewed as the best player in the league before he won a ring.
I covered Jordan then. They used to say.
So what? I don't care. That don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah, I don't, but I'm trying to tell you what was being said. You weren't covering the league then.
I know. Couldn't watch and read and listen.
I was there. Just hear me out. I was there. Can you back off 2 seconds and say, okay, Rob actually was at the game. Rob actually covered.
So what was being said? That he wasn't any good?
And they were saying that he's a great player, but he doesn't make anybody better.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if he'll win. Everybody knew
they were saying that.
So that ain't Jordan-esque.
That ain't Jordan-esque.
When you mentioned that he's Jordan-esque, it's about being 6-0
Michael Jordan
and being
was
the
viewed
ultimate
by
winner.
Many,
come on, man.
Many as
you ain't,
the best.
You ain't keeping it real.
Okay, so you think Jordan's career was 6 years? I don't.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
When you call somebody
Jordan-esque, it ain't about him scoring 60 points and losing to the Celtics.
Actually,
it ain't about losing to the Pistons.
Because a lot of people still point to that game.
That ain't what it is.
63 points against one of the people think is the best team ever, some people. That still is a big part of Jordan's legacy. 69-18 against the Cavs. The shot in Cleveland over Craig Ego. All of that is a part of his legacy. 37 points a game. 35-8-8 the next year.
It's also
That's all a part of his legacy. It's also about being
6-0 and winning all six MVPs.
That's also part
Without that, Chris, you wouldn't even mention his name.
You just validated my point.
No,
when you
wouldn't mention his name.
That also is a part of his legacy. You don't talk for me. Talk for yourself.
No, I'm trying to tell you. I was there. I covered it.
Don't talk for me.
No, I covered it. That's all
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, and all that great coverage, all you came away with was they were saying he couldn't win.
You were,
I knew that.
You were in high school.
In
you were in high school or whatever
in,
you
yeah,
are.
I was
there. I was covering
school.
It. I was covering
right.
the league since 1987.
And you got as much insight as I got.
No, you had
Murray
no insight.
He couldn't win. He's
no,
great,
you had
he
no
can't
insight.
Win.
You were watching
Give
the black and white TV.
If you really
you
know.
Had nothing.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked about, you know, Brock Purdy, and he got injured in that game against Philadelphia early in the game. First series of the game for San Francisco. And Rob G, kind of give us the latest on, you know, what the MRI said and what, you know, what's going on now with Purdy.
Absolutely, Chris. And thank you for allowing me to be in another Odd Couple promo. I really appreciate it. Birch, if you're listening, make sure you clip this part out. It's going to be great on the website. But according to ESPN, as we knew that on Sunday, Brock Purdy, at the time, was believed to have a sprained UCL, which is the ulnar ligament in your elbow. Obviously, as a quarterback, it's hard to throw if your elbow's jacked up. MRI revealed, unfortunately, though, on Monday that it's much worse. It's actually a torn UCL, and he's going to seek a second opinion because there's two options here. Either he can get it repaired and he'd be out about 6 months, or if he needs to get it full-blown Tommy John surgery, then you're looking at, what is that, 9 to 12? So it's not looking great for Brock Purdy and the Niners.
Wow. Rob, I mean, you may know, I don't know if you know a lot about these Tommy Johns because of baseball, but I would think, and you know, they always say nowadays, pitchers come back stronger, right, with the Tommy John surgery. You can throw, you know, your arm is stronger than ever. But I would think, Rob, at his young age, that you would want to go ahead and get it repaired surgically. Like, not, don't play around. I guess you can get a second opinion and you got, you know, doctors obviously know more than me. But I don't know. It just seems like if you just rehab it, and that's still 6 months.
Well,
maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm
going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why he's not so quick to just say, let me just have surgery and take care of it. Because he knows his place in time, what's
right,
just happened.
I agree.
Will you agree with that, Chris? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
he, if by the time he got back,
I can't get the job again.
Trey Lance might, right, right.
Exactly. It's like his worst scenario, his worst nightmare is that I'm going to be on the shelf. I'll be forgotten about. They'll bring somebody else in with that team and those weapons and that defense.
Right.
They'll start winning. You know, they'll win. They're not going to fall off the map.
Right.
They got too much talent. I think that's why he really is like, if I could do anything other than going under the knife, I would do it.
Well, yeah, because, Rob, even if it's not Trey Lance, like let's say Trey Lance goes in there and kind of continues to play like he has in the little brief moments we've seen him. He's not as good as Purdy, you know, but he's playing. They would probably be thinking, let's go get somebody else rather than, oh, we got Brock coming back. You know, so even if it's not Trey Lance, it's probably going to be somebody. I don't know. Do you think if you're running that team and right now, you know, he's either out for 6 months, which would basically be back for the start of training camp, or he's out for most of next season. Would you think about Garoppolo or Tom Brady? If I were them, while you marinate on that, I'm not going to make a definitive statement at this moment because it's just so much up in the air. But I think, Rob, I don't think I'd bring back – well, if I couldn't get Brady, I might bring back Jimmy G. Kind of like this year where you got Trey as, you know, penciled in. Let's say Purdy gets the surgery and he's basically out. So you probably have Trey penciled in as the starter and Garoppolo there in case Trey isn't that good or, you know, he gets hurt again. But I think, Rob, I think they have to seriously consider Tom Brady. Or maybe Aaron Rodgers if they think – I mean, but I think you have to look like – I just think you have to look or even, heck, Derek Carr. I'm just saying at this point you probably have to look start looking at another quarterback unless they do think Trey really has it and they just haven't, you know, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
I'm going to tell you, this is from the coach's ego, okay? Shanahan and those people there. We took Mr. Irrelevant and kept winning and we didn't miss a beat. Anybody we kind of, you know, like, look at what we just did.
Right.
They are going to feel like Trey Lance – he's the guy we wanted. He's the guy we drafted. We can make him into a really good quarterback because he has more athleticism. You know what I mean? And more upside, Chris. Maybe it didn't show, and I don't know, he didn't play that many games, but his ceiling is way higher because he's athletic and he could do other things. We just got to get him acclimated and get him right. We believe in him. He's our piece of clay that we're going to mold. I think Trey Lance, unless Chris, he's just not healthy, you know what I mean, is what they'll do. Tom Brady.
I mean, it'd be a one-year thing.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it. I don't know.
Because the thing about this team, Rob, and I'm not, I don't know if you can blame the 49ers organization or what, but Rob, obviously yesterday was just almost a once-in-a-generation thing where you see your two quarterbacks go down. They're four quarterbacks this whole season.
Right, that just doesn't happen.
Right. But, Rob, they routinely have a lot of injuries.
Yes.
Bosa, Debo, Kittle. You know, a lot of those years Jimmy G was injured and they weren't winning, there were other guys out too. You know what I mean? Like some of their big names. Like, they got problems with injuries. And I get it. It's football and anything can happen.
No, but they have a big – their share is unbelievable. There's certain teams that seem to go – that are injury prone. You know, like Chargers have a lot of injuries. You remember it wasn't too long ago when we were talking about who's running the medical staff with the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge couldn't stay healthy. You remember, like, they were hurt every other month. Yep. Like, there are teams that, and you just say, God,
New Orleans.
The Nets. The Nets have had a ton of injuries, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain teams. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So, my point is, with all of this talent, Rob, I know they feel like they left at least one Super Bowl on the table. And they did with Kansas City. I mean, I was glad Mahomes won it, but you're up 10 with 7-8 minutes left. You should win that game.
No, you got to know how to run that game properly. And they didn't.
Right.
They just didn't.
And I'm sure they feel like even some of those other – you know, Jimmy G's only 2 years – where he was healthy, they went to the NFC Championship game. And then this year, of course, they go back. So, I mean, you go that far, Rob, you're definitely feeling like, man, we should have got at least one of these Super Bowls. And then, again, the years Jimmy G wasn't healthy, they were just bad. So they're probably thinking if he were healthy, we'd have had another chance at the Super Bowl. My point is this. This talent, Rob, it's not going to be young forever. And that's why I think they do have to look at one of these veteran quarterbacks. And I get it. Look, they gave a lot up for Trey Lance. He's, you know, what is he? This will be his fourth year, I believe. So they do have to find out what he is if they don't know already. But I'm like, if you bring in Tom Brady for 1 year, and again, it's 1 year. With those weapons, I would think you feel like you got a chance. Now, Brady's going to want to do a lot of his own stuff, Rob. Would Shanahan be cool with that?
Well, that's the issue.
I don't mean even off the field. I mean, you know, running certain plays.
Nah, I think there's a problem there because Shanahan is, Chris, he's the boy genius. The I'm the guy.
Yep.
And I think that's a huge part of it. And do you want – and the other thing, too, is if you bring in Brady and you win, just throw it out there, guess who ain't getting credit?
Right.
Shanahan ain't getting credit.
Absolutely.
Zero.
It's all about, wow, Brady, number eight, he went to, you know, this team couldn't get over the hump.
So how do you – right.
Absolutely.
So how do you – how do you
I
get any
you make a,
credit?
You made a good point earlier. When you were bringing up Trey Lance. But, Rob, with Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, or Jimmy G, guess who gets the credit if they were to win a Super
Bowl? Right. He would. Shanahan gets the credit.
Of course, Purdy get a little if they had won it this year. But it's Shanahan, as you said, the boy wonder.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at what he did. Right.
Put anybody in there and they can win. You've heard all this stuff. Paint by numbers and junk like that. I hear you, and he might not want that. So that would mean not only would he not be interested in Brady, he you would think wouldn't be interested in Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, his contract might make it complicated with Rodgers. And Derek Carr, that's an interesting
Derek
one.
Derek Carr, think he might get some credit because
get credit with Carr.
It would be like he fixed Carr.
Right. Carr's like, never been able to win consistently.
So he fixed Carr, and he probably would get credit. I agree.
You would think Carr would be good there. I mean, I think he's better than Garoppolo and Purdy and these guys. So it's interesting, Rob. Obviously they have to wait and see what Purdy does. But, Rob, no matter what his decision, let's say it's the six-month decision, you still can't sleep easy that he's going to be ready for you next season or the full season. You know what I mean? That thing might not.
No off-season workouts. You don't get anything. Right. You're not going to be able to get and that's a long time away, and other guys, and you look at their talent, and you go, yeah, he was good. You know what I mean? He was good.
Right.
But this dude, you know what? Look at them. Look at his ability. Look what he could be. You know, and that's always and until you can prove, when you're a top pick like that, until you prove you can't play. You know what I mean? People still got to give you some –
It'll be
some credibility until you prove you can't do it.
Right. We talked about this, I think it was Friday. Let's say that Purdy doesn't get the surgery, takes a 6-month timeline, is there for training camp, and with Trey Lance, and they just go that route. Obviously, it's a quarterback competition, but I think theoretically, Purdy is QB1. In a competition, though, doesn't mean the job is his. But I think he starts as QB1, and then they have a legitimate battle. And you see who's better in training camp.
I don't know. I think it would be – I know what you're saying going in, and he got hurt, and it's not all of his fault of losing the NFC Championship game, so it wasn't like he threw 3 picks or something and it was awful. So it wasn't that. But I just wonder – once they get their guy back and he's healthy and they start watching. Because, football is so much not just in games. It's practice. It's reps. It's watching you. You know what I mean? And they look at people and they go, in practice, man, this dude is a machine. He's unbelievable. And there's athleticism and all that other stuff. So it just depends.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
You can tell by this funky music that he always enters the show with. Our man, Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. What up, Rod?
Yo, what's up, my brother from another mother?
How are you? We are great, brother. We are great. Hey. Let's start here. We just heard our update guy, Steve DeSager, say that obviously the Eagles have only allowed 7 points in each of their playoff games. The last team to do that was your Baltimore Ravens team that won the Super Bowl in 2000. Now, that was an all-time great defense with you and Ray Lewis and some other guys, Ed Reed.
Marvin Lewis at the helm, right? Wasn't he in D.C.?
Do you think that this is an all-time great defense?
No.
Okay.
No. I think they're solid, and I think they find ways to get pressure. I think the front is amazing. They do one thing I love about them is like what I like about all really good defenses. They fly to the ball. Right. I mean, they got 11 hats, you know, six to eight hats to the ball at all times, and they find ways to get pressure on that quarterback. They're relentless in the pursuit at the quarterback. And that's what makes it fun to watch those guys.
The two defenses that stand out to me, Rod, was yours, your defense, and then that Tampa Bay defense. You remember? I'm sorry, Rob G, when they beat the Raiders in the Super Bowl. You remember that?
Oh, my gosh. I was on the team. I was on the Raiders team. Don't bring that up.
I'm sorry about that, Rod. I forgot you were the Raiders. Do you remember that defense? They scored as many points as the offense. You remember? They were running balls in.
They scored three pick sixes, and we lost by 21 points.
Chris, they did. They were. Do you remember that Super Bowl?
Yep.
I think it was, Rod, if I remember correctly, it was the number one offense against the number one defense. Might have been the first time they were pitted. Because the Raiders had the number one offense that year.
We did. We were doing everything right until the night before the game, until Bill Callahan changed the game plan.
Wow. That's crazy. crazy. All right. Go ahead, Chris. You got to go.
Well, I mentioned that Ed Reed was not on that great team in 2000. But he came along, a couple years later. But let's start with the Chiefs. What did you think? I thought Mahomes' performance was incredible, considering he's got that high ankle sprain, and obviously ran for that last play where there was a penalty, and they got the kick to win the game. But what'd you just think overall? Like some people, what'd you think of Mahomes' performance? And are you among those that feels like Cincinnati didn't defend him right, and they should have really tried to put more pressure on him?
I didn't understand that one. I mean, you got a hobbled quarterback, and you could see that he couldn't run, and you still didn't bring pressure against him. I don't know if he had that much respect for the quarterback and his ability to make throws down the field, but you saw there was like three or four throws that he just couldn't put pressure on the foot, and the ball would go down in the dirt.
Right.
So I don't understand why they didn't pressure Mahomes. I mean, I have much respect for Mahomes. Played freaking amazing. And that last little run where he spurted and got the first listen, that was amazing because, you know, he had to grit through the whole game of him not being able to really, really be who he wanted to be. And he still played outstanding football. So I know a lot of people were, they were calling him a burrowhead and all that stuff. Man, I tell you, listen, they showed up and played really good football, talking about collectively for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they did everything they had to do to win the football game.
On the last play where Osai pushed him, is that – I mean, obviously it was a penalty. But how tough is that?
Yeah, that's a tough
when one. You got all your momentum, probably your whole life you've hit a guy like that when he's that close to the field. And I get it. Is it just something that defensive players have to learn, just like the linemen have learned, not to land on the quarterback and even hit the quarterback hard when he's sliding? Or I'm sure every instinct in his body was telling him, hit the guy, you know?
But he had a great game.
Yep.
He had a really good game. He had a solid game for Cincinnati Bengals. And it was that one – I mean, and you really can't even – it's not even about teaching yourself, because that's always been in play, right? They're like, when the quarterback put his foot on the white line, you can't touch him. It's not new. You can't hit the dude once he puts his foot on the white line. And he had his foot on the white line. Now, I would say that was a really good acting job also from Mahomes, because he did push him a little bit, but he didn't push him that hard where he flew and his arms went behind his back.
Right.
You know, so,
yeah, they called Mahomes that he was flopping. I can't remember who the D coordinator was. He was flopping.
But these players do flop nowadays, right? They flop in soccer, they flop in basketball, they're flopping in football too. You know, but with that being said, as a player, you just have to know when a quarterback's there and he's running out of bounds, let him go. You know, and I felt bad for the kid because he played such a good game for him.
Right.
And nobody's going to remember all the plays he was making throughout the whole game. They're just going to remember that one bad play.
What about the game plan and the idea of and I'm talking about the 49ers once you know they were out of quarterbacks or they were in that situation, was that the right way to finish that game without basically throwing?
You had to. He couldn't throw.
I guess he could have put McCaffrey in the
Could McCaffrey have been the Wildcat or something else? I mean, what?
I mean, McCaffrey's a running back for a reason. He's no quarterback. I mean, he was the emergency quarterback, but he's a running back for a reason. He can't. I mean, maybe he can throw the ball, but he can't throw the ball consistently or he'd be a quarterback in the league.
Right.
You know, those situations, you just put a – it was tough. You know, you get that far, you play so well, you know, Purdy, he gets hurt, then Josh gets concussed. He has to come back in because you have nobody else. He can't throw the ball, and he can throw screens, you know, and they're running the ball. And it just, you know, you just felt bad for the team because they played so well and both their quarterbacks got hurt right in the game.
Rod, when we've talked to you about our Lamar and some of these running quarterbacks changing the game, and you've all, or at least, you know, the perception of quarterback, you've always said, well, a running quarterback's never won the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, Robin, I think he'd become the first if they're able to win it. Do you think that would kind of change people's thinking more about the position or not?
It's like, you think about, like, I think the idea of what a quarterback is today is completely different than what it was, you know, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was pocket passing. You got to be able to throw from the pocket. Nowadays, they want athletic quarterbacks. So the Michael Vicks and, you know, Donovan McNabbs and Randall Cunningham, you know, those guys were ahead of their time.
Right.
You know, those running quarterbacks who can really do that with their feet. You know, And one thing about Hurts, he can throw the football down the field. He's an accurate thrower. He's shown that, but he also can run. He is like – he's a perfect prototypical quarterback that you want today, that he can run when he has to run, and he can throw the ball and sling it from the pocket when he has to. And then when he gets out of the pocket, he still can throw down and throw on the move and throw kind of off-rhythm throws and off-schedule throws with different platforms. So the game has changed. The idea of what a quarterback is has changed. You still want a quarterback that can throw the football from inside the pocket and outside the pocket. You just can't have just a running quarterback. Because right now we saw all the pure runners. They're not in the championship. The championship is Patrick Mahomes, who uses his feet at times, right? And Jalen Hurts, who uses his feet at times.
Now, Rod, let me ask you. This is a historic Super Bowl. The first time two black quarterbacks will be matched up together. And you were in the league when Doug Williams won the Super Bowl, right, in 1988. Yeah. You were with the Steelers back then. And you, what did that mean? I mean, that was a big moment. Chris and I talked about it. I remember a sense of pride when Doug Williams won that Super Bowl and became the first black quarterback to win one. Do you remember that?
I remember when Doug first won one, when Tony Dungy, the first black head coach to win one. I mean, you have to remember it. It's history, because they always say your head coach, if he's of color, he can't be a great leader.
Yep.
Your quarterback, if he's of color, he can't be a great quarterback. And they're, you know, having Tony prove him wrong, having multiple, these two guys prove him wrong, is really refreshing. And I think it's more to come for the future. Yeah. Got a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of great athletes, a lot of coaches in the mix who can show them that they can lead men if given a chance.
And one last thing, I know we're running late, but I got to get your take on some of the hiring situations that's out there. It sounds like Jeff Saturday is getting this job in Indianapolis. That's what it sounds like. How surprised are you with that?
Well, are we surprised?
No.
Seriously?
Rod, I mean,
I'm not surprised.
This would be even worse than the first time.
It would be a slap in the face.
It's a slap in the face to Leslie Frazier, David Caldwell, all those coaches who are out there who are worthy and worked their butts off this whole time, where you got to remember, Jeff Saturday didn't even want to be the head coach. He didn't want that job. He really didn't want it. He didn't even want to really work, because he was an advisor for the coach, but he was living down south. He wasn't even living in Indy.
Right, right.
So I'm just saying, it's really disappointing. It's really frustrating, because so many guys have worked their butts off, worked their whole life to have an opportunity, and they can't get the opportunity only because of the color of their skin.
There and he is. Didn't even do a good job.
Right, when they gave him a chance. That's right. The bad part. All this right, Rod, crazy. Man, we All appreciate right, your you, insight Rod. And your honesty. Thank you, for real.
All right, brothers, I'll talk to you.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.